This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, Tony. My name is Nick. I'm up here in Schoolcraft, Michigan. I've been listening to this show for a couple of years now, and, you know, never get enough of it. And, you know, up here in Schoolcraft, we got a big history of Underground Railroad being part of a big part of this town. And during school, in second grade, I remember going to the Underground Railroad house. It's only a mile away from school. They walked us down there, and it was really cool to see all the little rooms and all those kind of little hiding spots and cool stuff that they had out as a little museum for our school to look at. And in fact, it's open for the whole town to look at whenever if someone drives by, you can just go and look at it like that. So my job, I also work for a home improvements company around the same area, and I go to all these houses, I go within 100 miles of my job, but specifically this one job was about 2 miles from our shop. And we're going into it, and you know, my normal job is I go into the house, and I basically do a seal on the house to make sure that it's energy efficient. So one of the part of my jobs is to go up into the attic, kind of check insulation levels, make sure there's no mold, do some work up there if need be. So I walk into this house, probably 100 and some years old. I go into it, do what I need to do up until that part where I need to go into the attic. Okay, so I grab a ladder, I open the attic access, and go up in this house. And a lot of these old houses, they don't have very good insulation. Back in the old days, they used old newspapers, for insulation. And so I'm up there crawling around, checking on stuff, and I find this notebook clipping of girl from the town over called Portage, said she had went missing and stuff like that. And it was very odd just because there's only like a probably 10-11 year old girl and from that area, but it was like there's a stack of newspaper up there also, so I don't know if it's the family that lived there or not, but either way it's a very creepy house. So I'm up in the attic. And the attic access itself is, one of the pull-down attic accesses with a ladder. It kind of hooks and slides down. So I go up in the attic doing that thing after I find that. It was probably a good 10 minutes that I was up there that I was about to come back down. And next thing I know, I'm sitting there looking at the insulation and whatnot. Next thing I know, all I hear is, bam! And I look over, and the attic access itself is shut. And which just seemed pretty impossible to me unless, the homeowner did it. But, of course, I had asked him, and he had not. So that was, that was very creepy. I was very creeped out at that instant. So I had to kind of call the homeowner himself and have him pull it back down for me so I could get out. So it has been very odd instance there. Another one I wanted to talk about was the other day. I had to work last Saturday. I had to go down to South Bend, Indiana. And part of that was I couldn't be to the job until about 1 o'clock p.m. Because the customer was being very nice. And so basically to kill time, what I did was I pulled into a cemetery that's down there. And I just kind of walked around, did what I needed, or kind of killing some time. And what I found out, it's kind of weird though, because my family and my mother's maiden name is St. John. So I mean, it's a pretty common last name. But I went in, and I was sitting there, I'm walking around, and I see this headstone, St. John. Kind of intrigued me. Oh, cool. Same family. I sit there for a second, didn't really think too much about it. I went back to my vehicle as it was almost time for me to leave and go to my other job. And as soon as I get in the vehicle, oddly enough, what starts playing is The Dance by Garth Brooks. And it doesn't seem too significant at this moment, but my grandma St. John, who had passed away when I was about 10, I looked up to her a lot and whatnot, but at her funeral, it was also one of her favorite songs, was Garth Brooks' The Dance. And therefore, it's just always, you know, a memorable song throughout with our family. When that song comes on, you always think of her, whatnot like that. And so I just thought it was a really weird coincidence that as soon as I, you know, she popped into my head, and then I just got back to the vehicle, the song came on. It's just a funny way of, you know, not necessarily sensitive or anything like that, but it's a funny way for, I feel like my grandma was there, you know, I was kind of like, hey, I know you're having a bad day. Hope it gets better for you. Just pop in to say hi. You know, just it's always good to feel like a good feeling when you really feel a loved one being around that's coming to say hi. It just makes you feel really good inside. So, all right, thanks. I hope this gets used. Otherwise, you know, if it doesn't, whatever. But I really am a big fan of the show, guys, and I really love this outlet that we get. I have called in once before, you know, like a year and a half ago, and did get used. I was very happy about that. But all right, you guys have a great day. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.